Natalie Cole it was with Jumpstart My Heart.
And also Richard Jobson, the power play for this hour. And Bad Man.
Well, there is no Nick Abbott yet.
I noticed the phones have gone crazy. I understand the guy has a cult following. I think cult is the right word. Or did I mishear it? I'm not sure. Nick must be a little bit sleepy or something. We had a meal earlier, Nick and I know he knocked back a couple of glasses. Maybe one landed on his head. We're trying to bring you Nick Abbott because I know he's very popular at this time of the day. So stand by, stick with it, and we'll try and rustle up some poached Nick Abbott for you in the minutes in Syria. Meanwhile, we have some good music for you. This is Greg Diamond. Well, the time is just approaching midnight. Nick Abbott will be here any minute now. I feel it in my water.
Okay.
I have very precognitive water. So I let it out and then I grab it and I look at it and I see what it has to say.
Actually, I'm desperate to pass wind. Can we do something? Can we play a record or something?
What, while you do it, would you like to accompany a record, perhaps? I've heard you're very musical in that direction.
Yeah, I need a small personal explosion anyway.
What happened? Come on, what happened?
Okay, well, I said, it'll be all right. I'll drink a bottle of red wine. And,
I noticed.
And I'll have a small nap and everything will be okay. I'll wake up well in time for the show and I'm only here because the person who lives next to me is a real noisy bus, and he came in about 15
You can't say noisy, come on.
Yes. He came in about 15. Well, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday to Nick.
And he came in 15 minutes ago, and I looked at my clock, and I slept straight through my alarm and all that sort of business, and I'm sorry.
Well, you know, so I'll only forgive you if I can spank you later.
Well, I wish you would.
I thought you might.
So is this Cabo Wabo by Van Halen?
It most certainly is.
That's incredible, Gary, because you have no musical taste, but this is the one I was going to play.
I've kept the store safe for you, don't you worry.
Great.
I hate this record.
Anyway, happy birthday to me, and that's Cabo Wabo by Van Halen. What I'd like is people to call in and rate Gary King's impression of it, because I think it's awful. So if you'd like to dial 1381, exactly no lines free at the moment, so wait a minute.
Nick.
What?
Can I just say that a female called for you, right, and I said, he's not here, I think he must have overslept or anything, and she said, ha ha ha, so why did he phone up earlier?
No, she didn't.
She most certainly did. If Karen would like to call from port somewhere or other and confirm the story.
Well, you have to understand the source, though, because most of the people that call this show are morons.
That's what, there's precisely 8 morons on the line at the moment.
Yeah. All of whom have been hanging for 10 minutes. I bet they've just got something really fascinating and interesting to say, don't you?
Yeah.
I want to thank Julian from Abingdon for the flashiest birthday card I've ever had. Isn't that good?
Yep.
Okay, so let's see what lowlifes are on the phone at the moment. Yes, hello?
Hello.
You have to speak up.
Yes. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
You told us last night.
I can't hear you.
Nice to you, and I'm sorry for my call last night because I asked you a stupid question.
You asked me a question?
Yeah, a stupid one, so I'm sorry for it.
Okay, well, don't do it again.
No, it was the first time I called you last night.
Well, listen, this is a really bad line, so we're going to have to move on, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. 1381 in Luxembourg, hello. Anybody here at all that wants to speak to me? This guy's been hanging on for 10 minutes and he doesn't want to speak to me. Hello.
Fuck off.
There you go, that's the first one on the show, that's great. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Do you get this on your show, Gary?
What?
You get this on your show?
What, cough?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Quite often.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes?
I'm ringing from Cross City in the Republic of Ireland.
Oh, dear.
I wish you a happy birthday. Just keep up the good work.
Okay, keep up the good work. That's nice. Yeah, hello.
Hi, Nick.
Yeah, an actual clear line.
Yeah.
Congratulations to British Telecom. 1 in 10 is not bad. Hello.
Oh, hi. Am I one of the first morons?
Well, I don't know. Depends what you say.
I think
a few others.
You said you'd play St. John from Richmond for us tonight.
Yes, I knew I'd forgotten something. No, I've got it. No, I'm serious, I've got it. Wait a minute. I think I've got,
Hey, Nick.
Yeah?
Would you like me to give you the stern treatment? Everything you say.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sycophantic round of applause for everything I say. No, I don't have it, but I have, like, just so many records.
Hey!
There were 10 tons of records today, and you'll love it, okay?
When will your Nick's news and your big news be on?
My Nick's news, no, I'm on strike, and it's my birthday, and so I'm not doing any of that sort of stuff, okay?
What about that big news you said you'd tell us today?
Oh, well, that's later.
Later?
Yeah, in about an hour.
About an hour.
Okay.
All right.
Big news.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that it's my birthday, and you want to wish me happy birthday, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll do it then. Are you going to do it?
Yeah, happy birthday.
Okay, have you had any shock treatment in your life at all?
Any what?
Shock treatment in your life?
I've had an electric shock.
Yes. Did you, I think you're one of the first people who actually volunteered for shock treatment, aren't you? There wasn't actually anything wrong with you. And you said, oh, that sounds good, I'll have some of that.
Got a buzz out of it.
Yeah, sorry.
What presents did you get?
Nothing at all.
You didn't?
No.
Crumbs.
Crumbs? Can you please watch your language on the show? No, I didn't get anything at all. Nothing. Because nobody loves me.
Oh.
It's really sad and pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah, very sad.
Broadcasting to the world, and only Julian from Abingdon actually sent me a card.
Yeah?
And it wasn't even a card, it was on a fax.
What?
I said fax.
Ah.
But it was very nice anyway. I've got to do this now.
What?
This. As promised last night, this is Radio Luxembourg. I'm Nick Abbott, the Nick Abbott Siberia Slot Showcase, tucked away out of sight at a time when no one is listening.
So it can be jolly rude about everything without offending anyone.
Well, the B-53's on next. I look through the log and I see that we don't have many ads tonight, which is good, because I don't have time for any of that rubbish tonight. And some of the best music of your life. I'm completely throwing away the format tonight, because the boss is in London, and what can he do about it, right? Yeah, hello.
Hello, is that Nick?
It is.
Fuck.
Thank you. Yes, hello.
Nick?
Yeah?
It's, I don't know if you remember me. I called last week. My name is Nigel Bolter.
Mm-hmm.
From the Blackwood YMCA.
Yeah.
In South Wales.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
You wanted Supertramp, I remember. What an incredible memory. He just dialed in to put me on hold. Yeah, hello. 1381 in Luxembourg, yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Am I on the show now?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not. I don't hear myself on television.
What?
I don't hear myself now.
You're on the... You believe me, you're on the program.
Yeah? You're sure? Why don't you play this Van Halen? Why not play some real heavy metal?
Well, I got some Led Zeppelin coming out here.
What?
Led Zeppelin?
Ever heard of that? Well,
what song? I just make this up as I go along. It'll be good.
I'll play, Struggle.
What do you think this is? Request
Stairway
time?
To Heaven. Do you play Stairway to Heaven?
No, not a chance.
You think what? This is what do you think this is? Junior Choice? Yeah, hello.
Hi, Nick. This is Carsten. Congrats on your birthday.
Thank you.
I know what it feels like to be 28.
It feels great, actually. Fortunately, I look 18, but never mind.
You do? Oh, well. That's what you say. What do the others say? Anyway.
Anyway.
Are you gonna play anything off the Prince tape I sent you?
Well, see, I got a letter from the legal department of this radio station yesterday.
Indeed.
No, I'm serious. I asked them whether it would be okay to play the Black LP, and they said, "Dear Mr. Abbott,
if you do,
regarding your request to play a track from what has become known as the Prince Black album, we are happy to advise you that should you attempt to do this on the show, we will cut your legs off."
Really great the way...
I thought that was a bit unprofessional from a legal department, but, you know, that's the exact words.
Yeah, well, I bet. Well, I thought you might not play it. Anyway, not too bad. Are you going to play anything by Bruce Hornsby?
No. But it's rude, that Black LP, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Lots of swearing on it.
Quite a change, doesn't it? It makes quite a change, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not surprised, actually, that the record company didn't like it, or Prince thought twice, or something like that, because it really is, like, graphic.
What do you think of it, anyway?
Well, I had a chance to listen to it once. I thought there's a couple of tracks on it I quite like.
Yeah, quite funny. I don't really think it's that bad. It was... It's not worth, spending too much money on it, I think.
No, it's not worse than that Rick Astley album.
All right, well, I mean, Rick Astley.
But then what is?
Let's not talk about him, shall we? Shall we?
No, I don't wish to talk about him.
You know, could you... Oh, yes, I'm going to annoy you now on your birthday. I'm going to play something like Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, yeah, okay, Carson, bye-bye. yeah, hello?
Like Madonna.
Madonna?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Madonna, heavy metal? No. Hello?
Hello, Nick?
Yeah.
Could you fuck off?
Okay. Yeah, hello? I think that's the same guy who's done that three times now. Hello?
Nick?
Yeah?
It's me again.
Who's
Nigel.
That? Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry about that. I run out of money.
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask. Anyway, we're having a whirl of a time here. We're having a party, you see, at the Blackwood YMCA.
Doesn't sound like a party to me.
Oh, I got the door closed.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear them?
No, not really.
Go on.
Okay, you got two people with you. That's great.
Well, we're having a bit of a sesh afterwards, you see.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask a request to liven up the party?
Well, you can ask.
I would like some Stead and Simpson.
What?
Or Womack and Womack. Or perhaps a bit of the Carpenters.
Yeah, right, the Carpenters. Hello.
I was wondering, what's the difference between a power play and a featured record of the week?
Is this a joke?
No.
What's the difference between a power play and a featured record? Only the time of day that we play them. A power play is supposed to come after the hour, and I didn't play it. And a featured disc is supposed to come now, and I'm not going to play that either.
Okay, fine.
Because it's my birthday, and, so there. No. Yes?
Hello?
Yeah?
I would just like to say hello to Claire from New Milland.
Okay. Hello, Radio Luxembourg.
Hello, is that Nick Abbott?
Yep.
This is Karen from Port Stewart.
Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, you were the woman who called earlier and said that Gary King's impression of me was good?
I didn't exactly say that.
Well, what, do you think it was good?
I didn't know.
Well, give it a rating of between 1 and 10.
4.
4. Well, that's pretty poor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anybody else hear that Gary King impression of me, which I thought was just pathetic? If anybody would like to ring in on Luxembourg 1381 and grade it 1 to 10.
Don't cut me off.
Okay.
I want you to say it
was Stuart. All right, you just did it.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Hello, Nick?
Yes?
I've never heard your show before, but my mate told me about it. It's really great.
Yeah, well, your mate is obviously brain damaged or something like that going around advertising this thing.
Oh, Nick, you master you. Well, I was wondering...
What did you say? Redskins? Master? What?
Any Redskins?
Redskins.
Yeah, my name is Michael McCutton, by the way.
Okay, Michael.
I'd like to say all my friends are having a party here.
Yep.
Say hello to them, Nick.
All your friends. Parties seem to be going on up and down the country. Is it in celebration of my birthday?
Yeah, Nick. Sure.
Yeah, anything you say, Nick.
Nick,
yeah.
We're just celebrating your birthday.
So what have you got,
Nick,
me?
We're just celebrating your birthday.
So what have you got me?
What we got?
Yeah.
Vodka!
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's this stuff about you want us to grade that other geezer about his imitation of you?
Yeah, did you hear it?
Hey?
Did you hear it?
I didn't hear no imitation. He wasn't imitating you. It was him.
I know, but he did a little bit on me. Yeah, he did.
Oh, well, in that case, it's probably pathetic.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, no, listen, right, I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, happy birthday, right?
Okay.
Since it's your birthday, do you want to have a couple of puffs in this joint I've got?
I didn't know you could smoke meat. Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, happy birthday, Nick.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. What was I going to say?
You've got to make notes, you know.
Yeah, I know. Hang on. My opinion of... What do you think, Gary King?
Yeah.
I'm going to patch on you,
lad. No, we're not asking that. We're just asking his impression of me. Okay. Well, I think this is a landslide vote, Gary, if you're listening downstairs.
And it's taste on Van Halen.
Well, we don't want to, get into any of that sort of slagging stuff. There's one clear, if you want to dial in on 1381. There's two clear. Yeah, hello. Aww. Very Disney. 208. I've got my two favourite jokes that have been called into the show. Next. B-52s, my favourite all-time party band, and Give Me Back My Man. All right, taking calls on Luxembourg 1381. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Nick.
All right, Nick. How you doing?
Okay.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks.
Oh, I was going to say something now, but I can't remember.
What
part of England are you from?
I was born in London.
London?
Yeah, but I've lived all over everywhere.
It's all right, I'm just calling from the Midlands.
Uh-huh.
Could you wish Cobbley City all the best for next season?
Well, you've just done it, so it's unnecessary for me to do that. Okay. Yeah, hello.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
Hi, I've got some Jonathan Richmond here if you want to hear it.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on then.
Wangity Wang. Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right.
What a great contribution you've made to the show. Yeah, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I've tried twice and got nowhere.
Well, here we are.
I'm ringing from Scotland, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday on Tuesday, by the way.
I don't care.
Well, I don't care, it's your birthday today.
Okay.
I assume it's today, Monday, not yesterday, Sunday.
No, that's right.
Oh, how super. Sorry, I'm getting silly here.
Yeah, you are.
It's excess of stellar art, right, you know.
Is it? Okay, well, let's do more of that free advertising on the programme, shall we?
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as they'll send me around a barrel, I don't care.
Right, I'm going to cut you off instead of you cutting me off.
Okay, go on.
Bye.
Bye. There you go. Yeah, hello. 1381 in Luxembourg, yes, hello.
Hello?
Yeah?
I'm on the show again. Hey, can you play some Slayer, please?
No. Hello?
Nick?
Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's gang was your camping down in Nangrainy again, right? He was with you last week, remember?
No.
Nick?
Yes?
We're in the call box, yeah? So we... Right,
so what did you actually call about?
Well,
thanks.
Alright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, like to say hello to anybody who's listening from Primrose Comprehensive School as well, okay?
From where?
Primrose Comprehensive School in Gwent.
Okay, everybody there.
Alright?
That's great.
Right, cheers, Nick.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Nick, it's Helen here from Scotland. I phoned you last night.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you got for your birthday.
Nothing at all.
Hello.
Because nobody sent me anything. I got a birthday card from a fax machine from Julian in Abingdon, which was nice, but that's the only thing I got.
I would have sent you something if you'd asked.
Well, you can send me something anyway.
Listen, can I say hello to Alec Gallagher?
You just did.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, hello.
Hello, Nick. It's Edith from Rotterdam.
Mm-hmm.
We sent you a birthday card, essential facts.
You sent me one?
Yes, we did.
Oh, far out.
And we want to say happy birthday, of course. Me and my sister and Marie.
Uh-huh.
Knows what it is to get no birthday card from a girl.
It's pretty sad, isn't it?
Yes, it's horrible. It's really horrible, because it was her birthday last Monday.
And you didn't get any birthday cards either?
Well, I did.
She didn't. And it was no presents or anything like that?
Well, she did get some presents.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
My so-called best friend forgot. I mean, that's really horrible. So we thought, well, we better send Nick a card.
Yeah?
So, to probably arrive this week.
Oh, that's great.
And also, you share your birthday with a very famous person. Do you know that?
With the very same person as who? What?
Yes. He's called Robert Dahl.
I also shared my birthday with a celebrity call on the show last night, a bloke called Mitch Johnson, who's a big-time radio DJ in London. So happy birthday to Mitch, if you're listening. And to everybody everywhere, happy birthday, even if it's not your birthday, okay?
And happy birthday to Robert.
Okay. I've got to go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hello? 1381 in Luxembourg. Yes, hello.
Hello, Nick?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's Sandy from North Wales. I've got a joke for you.
Go on.
What do you call a Vietnamese capitalist who always loses his temper?
Tell me.
Hanoid.
Hmm.
Not bad.
Pretty poor, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty bad. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks.